USA Radio News.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings continue today on Capitol Hill. Kavanaugh was asked about Roe versus Wade by Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Well, as a general proposition, I understand the importance of the precedent set forth in Roe v. Wade.
Facebook and Twitter executives are defending their company in congressional hearings today. Meanwhile, Google declined sending a top executive to the Senate Intelligence Committee hearings. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey earlier today.
We don't always have an understanding of where an account is located. We have to infer this oftentimes. And this is where we do get a lot of help from our law enforcement partners, is not only to understand where some of these threats are coming from, but also the intent. And the faster that we get that information, the faster that we can act.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Reaction continues to the launch of a new Nike ad campaign featuring Colin Kaepernick. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback was the first to kneel during the national anthem to protest, he said, police violence against black Americans. And he's the face of the campaign, which marks the 30th anniversary of Nike's Just Do It campaign. Tweeting Nike boycott, some people said in response that they're going to burn their Nike sneakers or cut the swoosh logo off their socks. Also, many police organizations are calling for a boycott of Nike. However, Apex Marketing says in the first 24 hours since Kaepernick revealed the spot on Twitter, Nike had received over $43 million worth of free media exposure, the vast majority of it neutral to positive. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nike stocks did initially drop 3%, but have rebounded today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. and Canadian officials are working together to come up with a trade deal to replace NAFTA. Canada's Prime Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, spoke to reporters a short time ago.
We are back as we said we would be last week. Our officials have continued to work hard and constructively over the weekend, and we are looking forward to constructive conversations today.
Freeland was speaking there on Fox Business. The woman who took the photos of former Cosby Show star Jeffrey Owens while he worked at a Trader Joe's in New Jersey says she cried an hour and a half after seeing all the social media backlash Owens was receiving and that he was job-shamed. Meanwhile, Owens himself is speaking out.
The fact that I, as the guy from the Cosby Show, was shamed about working at Trader Joe's, that story is going to move on. That's going to pass, you know? But what I hope doesn't pass is this new recognition now, this current sensitivity that people are feeling about work and about people working. I hope what continues to resonate is the idea that one job is not better than another, that a certain job might pay more, it might have better benefits, it might look better on paper, but that essentially one kind of work is not better, superior than another kind of work, and that we reevaluate that whole idea and we start just honoring the dignity of work and respecting the dignity of the working person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.